I think you have to kind of look at some of the data that's out there. I mean, first of all, you have 49 other states, and there's still small retail pharmacies in those other states. Secondly, for-profit hospitals, which there are for-profit hospitals in the state of Arkansas, they can own pharmacies. You still see small retail pharmacies in those communities. And so I think our goal is not to put anybody out of business. Again, our goal is to try to help that patient have that seamless care. And a lot of local retail pharmacies, because of the cost of those specialty drugs and not knowing what the demand is for that, a lot of retail pharmacies do not like to keep that in their inventory, which I understand. But this way, you know, we have it in our inventory because of our inpatient needs, so we could have it in our inventory on the outpatient side also for the retail side. And I think it would just provide more seamless care for those patients. And so we're all trying to work for the same goal, and I do not believe that it would have a significant impact on the retail pharmacy.